Welcome to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit liveinthepresent.co.uk.
Hello and welcome to episode number 82 of the Self-Help Podcast, and happy Christmas, Sean.
And happy Christmas to you, Edward, and to all the listeners.
I could put some... Will I put a nice little...
Is there some jingling on this?
I probably won't bother.
Yeah.
But it's Christmas Day for those listening. Actually, I wonder how many people are actually listening to this on Christmas Day. How many of our super fans are that keen?
You mean they woke up, the first thing they did was they thought, I really must listen to the podcast.
If it is you, then happy Christmas.
Yeah.
For the rest that are listening to this in, like, March.
Yeah.
So we're
actually recording this before Christmas Day, aren't we?
We should add. Yeah, it's not.
So let's take ourselves to Christmas Day. If it's Christmas Day now, what are you doing? What would you be doing?
I'd probably be pretty tired about now. This is our first Christmas when Will is kind of, he's just turned three. Literally, he will have been three for a few days. So he'll be excited. But whether he goes back to sleep after his morning little bottle of milk, or he realises it's Christmas Day, I'm not sure. Hopefully, we'll be in bed till about seven. If not, we're going to be up at four opening presents.
That'll
be our little morning. But it'll be cool. I'm looking forward to seeing the little look on his face, actually, when he sees his... he doesn't listen to this show yet, so I can tell him the most exciting present we've got for him is a pair of swimming goggles. That's the one thing he wants more than anything.
Anything in the world.
So he's not Xbox level or anything like that yet. Like a £5 pair of goggles from Sports Direct.
He wants a pair of digital goggles in a few years' time.
Like X-ray ones or night vision.
Yeah. Yeah, amazing.
So it's going to be exciting. How about you?
It would be... Ree gets really excited on Christmas morning. So there would be Ree and Robert and I. We'll be like first thing.
Put music on really loud to wake you up.
It'll get the stuff out, and then we all creep downstairs and go, "Oh, he's been." So that, and then we play the opening presents game, which is good. It's always good fun, and it's good the three of us together. So we do that kind of round the fire, and then we have a wild breakfast, and then the family will start to arrive.
So you're at home all day. You don't leave the house really.
No, we start. We would have done some cooking the day before, but the family arrives, so we will have between 10 and 14 people sat down to eat.
Oh, we'll not round.
Yeah, come on round. Yeah, well, by the end of the day, usually there's like 20, 25 people there. And it is usually a good day. Good day.
Yeah, you know,
good
we fun. Here there. We go to church in the morning.
Yep.
And then it'll be probably to the in-laws, my in-laws, and then I think it's my folks' turn this year to... We're still in that age where we're going to other people's for...
Yeah, as people come to us.
So, in the next year or two, probably, it's going to change. People around to us.
Yeah.
We need to extend, get a bigger...
Yeah,
living space to accommodate.
So you will go to church first thing.
Yeah.
And I suppose that kind of takes us on to our topic a bit, which is kind of, you know, what's the true meaning of Christmas? What's going on here? What's it about?
Indeed, because it means a host of different things to different people.
Different people, yeah.
I mean, Christ Mass suggests a certain religion has you know, real control over it.
Yeah,
but it means all sorts of different folks, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah,
so that's what we're going to explore this.
Yeah, lots of people are celebrating something at the moment. So it's like, what are we celebrating? What's it about?
Yeah.
And interesting for me, my mother came from an Irish Roman Catholic route. My father came from an Eastern European Jewish route. I was brought up C of E. So there was a lot of kind of religion and God around when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And Christmas was a festival that was celebrated all round.
Yep.
But the issue as to whether how secular is our society now and how religious is our society.
Yeah.
You know, most people on their forms will write down that they are C of E, Church of England, but maybe they've never been to a church.
I haven't been at church in years. If
at all.
Christening here and there and that kind of thing.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it does depend on what it means for you.
Yeah, well, we've got a whole list of things for me and you what it means, but it's changing for me as well. You know, I'm 33 years old, or I will be by the time this one goes out. I'm That's nearly my birthday.
Happy birthday. So we should have done a birthday blog, shouldn't we?
We should really. Yeah. I know. 33, man. It's not much of a number, is it? Every day is a birthday.
Down today, isn't it? Crucifixion year, 33.
So I've gone through all the exciting kiddie stuff, and then I've gone through the 20s where I'm like not into it at all. Like, well, I just want to stay in bed, to be honest. And I like the food and seeing the fam.
Yeah.
And then I'm getting now into back into the. I've got a family, and yeah, I'm enjoying it because of through William, because and obviously Jake will in a few years. So it's quite exciting, that kind of side of things.
Yeah.
Especially when Will and Jake are old enough to like get computer games.
Yeah.
And I can join in and take them down on Call of Duty or whatever.
Well, they can take you down.
Yeah. What a day that'll be. You beat me, son.
Yeah.
But yeah, there are all sorts of different things. I mean, even if you just look at one aspect of Christmas, the Father Christmas side of things. So yeah, I'm going to grottos and all that stuff with Will at the moment. And interestingly, he's not. He hasn't been invited to sit on Father Christmas's knee anymore.
It's a bit taboo, that, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Not the done thing. Which I'd be cool with it, but yeah, fair dues.
I think that in that sense, it's all gone politically mad. The correctness is bonkers.
Yeah,
you know. It's a bit like when school teachers and the kid falls over, you can't pick them up anymore.
Yeah.
Just let them writhe in pain in case you get accused of assault, yeah, which is just stupid.
It's crack, isn't it? But then Father Christmas, is that his name, or is it Santa Claus, the whole Americanization, or is the Saint Nick kind of the original thing? But what's Saint Nick got to do with Jesus? It's like, it's all over the show, isn't it?
But the thing is that the Christmas in itself, and I'm not sure whether Gwynver will start picking me up on things.
Quite possibly,
But Christmas in itself is Christianity hijacking a pagan festival. That my understanding is that the birth time of Jesus was something like the 6th of January, or maybe a bit later. It's disputed by different people. But,
I knew you were old, Sean, but I didn't know you.
When I was there, I was one of the wise men. The issue about the 21st of December is it's the solstice. It's when you get the longest night and the shortest day, and after that it starts to get lighter. So that whether you're looking at the Druidic solstice, whether you're looking at the pagan Yule, it's all around that time.
Yep.
That you're starting to get that sense of the new beginning, the end of the dark and the beginning of the light. And in a way, that's what Christianity is piggybacked on with the celebration of Christmas. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that's important to realise is that that is only true in the Northern Hemisphere. Our cousins down in Oz that will be having their Christmas turkey sandwiches on the beach or whatever.
Shrimp on the barbie.
Are in the middle of their summer.
Yeah.
So they're going for their summer solstice, whereas we're going for our winter solstice.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Christmas in the sun must be weird. I know I've got someone that I work closely with, and she lived in Australia for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And didn't like it at all. Christmas time. I mean, she liked Australia. But not the Christmas wasn't right, you know.
Yeah.
Not that we have snowy Christmases here and all like postcard stuff.
Not anymore. It's gone.
Although we're due a weather bomb any day now, apparently.
Do you reckon?
A weather bomb.
Do you reckon? I'm looking out the window and it's looking pretty good.
Looks lovely, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, if we've been washed away by the time this goes out, we're pretty silly.
Yeah.
That kind of picture postcard version of Christmas that everyone aspires to in the German markets and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But that
whole idea of Yule, over here it was the Druidic solstice, but Yule is a northern German thing. And the German tribes, the people that we see as the Franks, the French, were actually German tribes that came across, and then as Angles came up into this part of the world.
Okay.
So and those traditions in the German markets, we have lots of German Christmas markets in now, they're always fabulous.
So and pork sandwiches and all that.
Yeah. And loads of mulled wine.
I was in, a couple of years ago, I was in Munich. Oh, no, it was a year ago it wasn't Christmas, but it was like late November.
Yeah.
And so the German markets were on there.
Yeah.
And that was proper, that was really cool.
Yeah, real markets.
Yeah.
I used to go to Bremen and the river would freeze and people are skating on the river and there's all kinds of things going on the banks of the river.
Yeah.
And really amazing outside world. But the cold over there is a dry cold. It's not damp like this, and you can be out at like 10 below, 15 below, and having a drink and feeling okay. Over here, the dampness bites into your bones. It's
a I mentioned it a couple of weeks ago on a show, but maybe last week, about the how men in particular can feel a bit down at Christmas. They're expected to be happy, so they go the opposite way, and it can also the financial side of things can bear a heavy load on people, can't it?
Yeah.
And that goes along with the whole commercialisation of Crimbo, which many people have an issue with, and right, so, you know, I mean, it keeps a lot of people in work, to be fair, because it's boom time for a lot of retailers, isn't it?
You got Black Monday and... Oh no, Black Friday.
Black Friday.
And Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday and Giving Tuesday, so...
Yeah.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Crazy times.
And there's the day when everybody goes to work wearing their Christmas jumpers, the Friday.
Yeah. I mean, Christmas starts, early November these days?
No, it starts at the end of the summer holidays, isn't it? When they start...
as soon as the kids are back to school. Yeah.
It starts to creep in, and that's the commercialisation bit.
Yeah.
Which we've talked about, as in, like, the whole kind of retail therapy thing, about what are we doing here?
Mm.
I guess one of the most powerful things about today as Christmas Day is that people are going to be sitting down together with other people. And one of the things that we've looked at, and I know is a huge reality from the people I work with, that many people will be sat down with people they don't want to be with.
Yep.
But they have to do it because it's family or it's politically correct or whatever. And maybe it is a good time to try and, bury the axe, not in someone's head, you know, but to just let it go, that whole kind of forgiveness idea about if it is the end of the dark and the beginning of the light, maybe we could embrace that in our day by trying to be genuinely with the people that we're with and give them the benefit of the doubt and allow it to be a new beginning and see whether you can heal the wounds or that kind of stuff by just being nice to people, you know. So one of my things is... maybe a challenge for today, and this is a challenge for today whenever you listen to this, is how about today you make someone smile, that your aim in life is to make someone else smile.
Yeah.
Genuinely, from their heart to smile.
Yeah, I saw a little video about that recently, actually, in some experiment done, one of these little viral videos, but a guy at a bus stop just started laughing to himself, and then just got nothing in particular, and then there's a load of people looking at him, and then they all start to giggle, and at the end of it, obviously, everyone's laughing their head off.
Yeah, no, you can do that in buskers. The other one that is fun in a queue is to start scratching yourself. Because if you start scratching yourself and you get quite elaborate about it, in the end, the person next to you starts doing it as well, and you can get that infectious scratching goes up.
Spread the itch.
Yeah.
And everyone starts scratching each other.
Yeah, well, scratching.
One big scratch.
Yeah, that could be fun, yeah.
What's your favourite Christmas movie?
The Holiday, probably.
Oh, we watched that one the other day. I did text you, actually. Did you?
Yeah, I got that. Yeah, Mr. Napkin Head.
I think we got it a few days later and wondered why I was...
Yeah, there's something weird going on with the Apple system since they've done the the 8 upgrade. And it's doing odd things with the diary as well.
I thought it was working all right, but okay. Yeah, The Holiday's a good one.
Yeah.
I quite like that one because, actually, it's a bit of warmth in winter as well, because it's not just the cold British setting that she heads off to... Los Angeles too, so it's like, there are warm places in the world. Even though I'm not there, it's kind of nice to know. And we came when we were walking up the path earlier on after our networking. You were said, I hate the bloody cold, didn't you?
Yeah, I know I do. I'm like a bird. I want to fly south once it starts getting cold. Cold and I don't get on too well.
Yeah,
you know.
But I guess Christmas and this time of year, the celebration, it's a good time to kind of try and forget about the cold a little bit and the dark nights, isn't it? And just get together and have a laugh.
Yeah, log fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get your wood burner on.
Yeah, and doing some kind of silly games and stuff like that, you know. And it's great having the kids around because they do allow you to be silly and to enjoy yourself and to just have genuine fun, you know. And whether this today for people... is an observance of religiosity, where there is that sense in it, or whether it is the sense of a new beginning, or whether it's simply the time of year where families gather together, like an Irish horse trader's fair. You know, they get together and they share gossip and buy each other presents and have a drink and enjoy that sense of being in community, sense of being part of people.
Yeah, I see immediate family on Christmas Day, but there's a cool tradition on my wife's side where... not Boxing Day, but the day after. In fact, Boxing Day, both families, like my family and Bethan's family, immediate get together. We usually go for a big stroll on Boxing Day.
That's cool.
Culminating in a little pub lunch somewhere usually, yeah, or like some nibbles back at someone's house, which is cool. Yeah. It's kind of nice to blow away the cobwebs a bit.
Yeah.
And then the day after that, usually Bethan's family, extended family, all get together. And obviously I'm included in that now, married into it. And yeah, that's cool, just sitting in a room full of people that you don't see all that often actually.
Yeah.
Except on Facebook, maybe once or twice a year.
Yeah,
just getting together with them and
that's good.
Having that's a few good. Glasses of wine and sherry or whatever, and
yeah,
a little whiskey or whatever.
The Boxing Day for us is poignant because that is very much a day. Because, like I say, my work life coming up to Christmas is usually very, very busy, heavy workload. So, like, it stops. And then Christmas Day, Christmas Eve is preparation. Christmas Day is all these people around, which is great. And Boxing Day is pyjamas on, lock the door, log fire on, clear off everybody. That's our day.
Bugger off.
Yeah, and we have that for us. And that's a lovely day. That's good.
Oh, we'll come round. I'll knock round for you tomorrow.
You won't be able to come in. All the curtains will be drawn. I'll write bugger off on the door. Yeah. Christmas humbug, go away.
I mean, a lot of people look forward to Christmas as well, just because it's a bit of time off work too. Like you just said, you get a bit of respite from your phone ringing. Same for me, to be honest. Like most of the people I work with will know that. To be fair, I work with a lot of other small businesses, so they're cool with just having Christmas off too. So I'm lucky that it's like between Christmas and New Year, just basically nothing happens. Some people aren't so lucky. I remember when I did have a job, it was like I did get Christmas off through New Year, but I had to save 3 days holiday to use in that time. Like I always felt a bit of a scam that, you know, I've got these. Because it's not like I could have gone in and not used the days, but not that I would have wanted to. But yeah, time off work for a lot of people.
Yeah. I guess one of the other things in terms of like community and looking after people is the issue about, is there anybody around you today who is on their own, who maybe you could plate up a meal and leg it down the road to them? You
know, ring the doorbell and run.
Yeah, whatever. But,
maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the powerful thing, isn't it? You know, if someone is out there on their own, and maybe you don't have to go and drag them back to your place and put up with them moaning at you, but maybe just giving them a visit and a hi and a mince pie or a plate of food or something, and you know, have a good day, see you later.
See how they're doing.
You know, and we can do a lot to help people around us immediately. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's the powerful power of something like Christmas that can
makes you think. Because we went to London to do the Christmas shopping stuff and seeing all the people on the streets and coming back up north again, coming back up here, and being aware of the amount of big issue sellers there are around, and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I usually try and buy a big issue.
Wonder what they're doing at Christmas, eh?
Yeah. And it's time to think about and look after people. One of the things that is always magical to me about Christmas in that consumerist society that we live in, all the business would have strapped us for everything that they can for Christmas, and Boxing Day onwards, all the adverts start for summer holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's the next spending round that we're looking to. Yeah.
New Year sales and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, so come January, there'll be Easter eggs in the shops, you know, and off we go again.
Cream eggs? Yes, fine, I've missed those. The retail man is crazy because, everything that people pay full whack for at Christmas is suddenly off price.
I love it when the kids make us something. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make the card or...
Yeah, we've done homemade Christmas cards this year.
Yeah.
These little William...
They look good.
...Robin thingies, thumbprint things.
Yeah.
Which are cool.
Yeah.
I appreciate a good hand, card which has had a bit of time put into it.
I always make Reese cards, and I get more and more elaborate. I've got a whole herd of deer that I've made. Individual deer, yeah. I was going to do the whole, you know, Don and Blitz and Donna Kebab and whoever else they are, but I've run out of space.
I found an article on HuffingtonPost.com about the true meaning of Christmas. There's loads of stuff out there if you Google true meaning of Christmas, and it was from a humanist point of view, so it was a bit kind of...
Yeah.
He was having a bit of pop at Christianity for trying to steal the whole of December for itself. So there's some interesting stuff in there, but in terms of looking at the good stuff that Christmas can give, whether you're religious or not, there's plenty in there, isn't there?
Yeah.
I'm thinking in terms of gift giving and gratitude and that kind of thing.
Yep.
Which is a big part of the stuff, the work that we do.
Yeah.
Was it?
Having an attitude of gratitude.
Chapter 4, gratitude, is it?
It's step 3.
Step three. Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah. I have read it.
Yeah. And for virtually everybody, there are things to be grateful for.
Yeah.
You know, and we may have kind of relative deprivation. You know, we may feel that relative to other people, that we're not as good or as rich or as best as we could be. But we have gratitude for what we have. If you've got gratitude for what you've got a chance of growing what you're going to get next.
Yeah.
You know, if you're being miserable and negative about it, mm-hmm. you're not going to get anything. You know,
yeah. Those kids I used to get a lump of coal at the bottom of my stocking and all that, and yeah. a few pennies and a satsuma. Yeah.
Well, a lump of coal is quite useful, actually. It keeps you warm.
Yeah, one lump. Yeah.
Well, keeps you warm for a little
while.
But if we all put our lumps together, then we get a lot of coal.
Yeah, that's true. Get a team together with your neighbours. I did get other things, to be fair. My parents are listening to this, so...
you got two lumps.
I got the odd, like, a water pistol and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I did it right.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining. I know, and it's just appreciation of the people around you as well. That's what probably I like about Christmas the most. Is just kind of hanging out with people I like. I'm fortunate that I do kind of get on with my friends and family really well.
Yeah.
So the whole Christmas period, and like, I don't know what we're doing New Year this year actually, but we do tend to just have a few pals around for dinner and that kind of thing. Now we're at that stage, and it's just nice catching up with them. And, that kind of thing.
Good.
Mm.
Yeah. So, what's your resource then?
Aha. Yeah, it's a film. And it is the classic, which Bethan and I try and watch on a Christmas Eve.
Right.
Which we have done, because obviously it's Christmas Day today. it's A Wonderful Life, that classic, bit of a default Christmas movie, but I kind of forget how good it is. And then I watch it again, it's like, blooming heck, that's awesome. And for people that have only ever seen like the little clips here and there on top 100 Christmas movies and haven't actually invested the time in watching it,
good move.
Just watch it, because it's blowing in. It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not quite as happy and cheery as the trailer makes out, actually.
No. It's an emotional story.
Mm?
Yeah. My resource.
Oh, dear. I've seen what it is.
It drives me bonkers, if I'm honest. Chris Moyles is the man to answer for this. When he had his breakfast show... There was a guy called Dominic that worked with him on the show.
Yeah.
And they came up with this beautiful song called Dominic the Donkey, which is, it's Dominic the Donkey.
Yeah.
And every year now, I know that Christmas has begun. It's the 1st of December because Ree starts playing Dominic the Donkey. And what she does is she puts it on her phone as her alarm signal. Yeah, so every morning is...
You wake up to that.
Jing. And off we go. And I think,
So humming that a fair bit, actually, because you put it on YouTube and I saw it.
Yeah,
I've been humming it since.
It does drive me bonkers, but it gets stuck in your head. And I end up walking around singing it, and then I bash my head against the wall to try and get rid of it, and it comes back again. I don't think I should suffer alone. I think everybody should listen to this.
Everyone must listen to this. We'll put it in the resource of the week. Check out the show notes. Okay. Cool. Are we all done, Sean?
Yeah, I'm good.
Let's get off, because we've got some food to eat. It's Christmas Day.
Yeah.
We're very fortunate, aren't we, that we have
chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
We are very grateful for it, aren't
we? We are.
For those who don't have as much, well, to be fair, you're listening to this, you've got an iPhone or a laptop, so you're doing okay.
Yeah.
Be grateful for that.
Yep.
I hope you've all had a great Christmas.
Yeah. Remember, if we all look after each other in the world, everybody's okay.
Yeah. So go knock on your neighbour's door. You haven't spoken to them in a while and you think they're... on their own today, perhaps, or
go and sing them a carol. They might give you a Christmas cake carols, or something.
Yeah, you don't get much of that anymore, as well, do you? Christmas carol singing.
We do sometimes.
Door knocking.
Mm. Yeah.
See outside Tesco and all that kind of thing.
Yeah,
it's nice.
We do get some kids come and knock and sing us.
Cool. Next week, pow! Another big day. New Year's Day is
New
next
Year's
Thursday.
Day. Yeah.
So we're going to do a New Year one because it is a big time of year for resolutions, and resolutions that will only last a week or two, so we want to try and make sure that people keep them going this year, eh?
Yeah.
Me the same. I got some plans, some stuff I want to start get moving this year. So.
Yeah, me too. I got plans for us.
Oh, blimey. I'm going to run away, run off into the sunset. All right, Sean, happy Christmas to you.
Yeah, and a happy new year. You take care.
And everyone out there, you take it easy.
See ya.
Bye.